and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, CalMag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
History the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, March 28th, 2014, almost to April Fool's Day, so be on guard for all the bogus news stories that always seem to get posted to try and trip people up here as we get to the 1st of April every single month. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Craig is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, managing the Truth Hyperdrive, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. The lovely Lady Claire will be joining us today briefly in the third hour just to say hello and let everybody know that she's fine and still with us and everything. She's been very, very busy between work schedule and her music work and the rest of it, but she's going to step back in on the microphone today just to say hi and chit-chat about some of the stuff that's going on. And there is a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, the big news continues to be the saber-rattling and the propagandizing about we've got to go to war against Russia, we've got to have a big war, really big war, make everybody forget about Obamacare and IRS targeting of dissidents and high taxes in general and all the rest of that stuff. Obama is basically on his tour all over Europe and the Middle East there, urging all of America's allies to uphold democracy by rejecting Crimea's democratic referendum. That's how completely through the looking glass this is all about. The idea that we're going to ignore the people of Crimea's democratic wishes somehow upholds democracy. Black is white, up is down, left is right. Freedom is strength. Freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, war is peace, warming is cooling, and all this other Orwellian doublespeak. I mean, that's right where there's, you know, we're going to uphold democracy by ignoring democracy. That's what Obama is trying to sell. And he's not really getting a lot of traction. The reaction to him has been very, very lukewarm. I think that was illustrated by that speech he gave when he was done. One person clapped, and that was probably the White House press slug that was accompanying him on the trip here. Now, the U.S. brought a resolution condemning the Crimean referendum to the United Nations General Assembly. Now, the General Assembly resolutions are basically a statement of approval, disapproval. They don't really carry any force behind them. That's the Security Council that gets to send people off to wars and so forth and so on. And the Crimean resolution passed with a very slim majority. And what's really interesting is hearing the reporting over in Bloomberg. They were saying, you know, it passed with a slim majority. No, despite Russia's diplomatic and economic pressure for members to abstain or vote. No, like the United States wasn't in there arm twisting everybody to say vote yes or we'll cause all kinds of harm. But it was a very narrow victory, and even though Russia condemns the United Nations for the vote, they are pointing to the fact that it was far from unanimous, to show that Russia does have a lot of support around the world for what is going on. And remember, despite all the hype in the American corporate media, in the Western media about Russia's aggressions and the rest of it, remember, it is the United States that covertly funded the overthrow of a democratically elected government in Ukraine and the installation by force of a new puppet regime. That's blown up in their face. The people of Crimea then voted democratically to secede from Kiev and then voted democratically to merge with Russia. Russia didn't invade or conquer anybody. Standing in contrast to the United States, which these days can't seem to go 6 months without bombing or drone striking or invading somebody. Now, of course, Russia's very upset over the United Nations vote, but I wouldn't get upset about that if I were Russia. I mean, given the United Nations' inability to curtail Israel's crimes, the UN lacks any real credibility. And don't forget, the United Nations also voted to authorize war against Iraq to get rid of Saddam's nuclear weapons, which he didn't have. So either the United Nations was complicit in that lie, or just a bunch of idiots. And in either case, I'm almost at the point of saying, who cares what they vote or say? They really don't walk their talk. They're just there to rubber stamp NATO and U.S. aggressions around the world, and that's what they're trying to do now. But they didn't get a huge overwhelming majority here. Now, Obama is once again out there, you know, talking about the troops on the Ukrainian border. And before I get into that, you know, the United States has troops all along our borders. That's sort of what countries do with their military. If you're the United States of America and you keep your military all in Kansas, they're really not much use. The United States has military bases and forces all along our borders. And I might add, in 760 military bases around the world inside the borders of 191 foreign nations. And those military bases and U.S. forces inside those nations and the implied threat, the immediacy of military action, is what keeps those nations obedient to the United States, much as Rome's legions, who were garrisoned all across the Roman Empire, kept the provinces in line. What Russia is doing with their troops is entirely within their own borders and entirely at their own discretion. And yet Obama is out there saying, you, Russia, must deploy your military inside your own country the way I say it should be. Oh, and by the way, Obama has now ramped up the number of troops. You know, it started out, it was just 13,000, 35,000. Now it's hundreds of thousands. They've got hundreds of thousands of troops there. It's up to Russia where they want to put their military. That's kind of what the military is for. And let us keep in mind this important fact. Russia has not invaded or conquered anybody during this affair. The U.S. botched up this not-so-covert coup d'etat against the elected government of the Ukraine because they dared refuse to join the European Union. And this is a well-known pattern by the United States. Since the end of World War II, the United States has covertly attempted to change the governments of 56 countries, succeeding 25 times. And again, Russia didn't invade and conquer anybody. Russia, by treaty with the previous elected government of Ukraine, had permission to have forces in the Crimea on those bases they were leasing, just like the United States has troops in other friendly countries, or some not so friendly. The people of Crimea democratically voted to secede from the unelected government in Kiev, which is already botching up the nation badly, worse than it was before, and looks like it may be imploding on itself at the same time. And then, of course, Crimea voted to merge with Russia. This is not an isolated incident. This is not world-changing, oh my goodness, it's never happened before. Sardinia is seceding from Italy with the intention of joining Switzerland. Catalonia is preparing to secede from Spain, Scotland from the United Kingdom, and Venice from Italy. And personally, I think it'd be a really good idea if the people of the United States of America held a referendum to secede from Israel. Now, four more cities in the eastern Ukraine are also considering referendums of secession from the installed by force Kiev government, which is already strip mining the wealth of the Ukraine to surrender to the IMF and the ECB. Russia's not the bad guy here. The money junkies in those private central banks are the bad guys. They are the authors of all these wars. By the way, I got an email that apparently Russia Today has picked up on the theme that all wars are bankers' wars. So the idea is getting around. It's getting traction. All of a sudden, people are looking at that and realizing, yeah, now it makes sense. The bankers concoct these wars to enslave us to debt. They make huge amounts of money. And ordinary people are left to bury the dead, fill in the bomb craters, and pay for it all. Now, the Ukraine defense minister is trying to ramp up the hysteria about a potential Russian invasion of Crimea, saying it could happen in as little as 2 days, which is their way of saying they're going to try and do a false flag over the weekend, or they're thinking about it here. The Ukraine security official is out there saying there are now 100,000 Russian troops massed on the border to the Ukraine, just ready to take one step over into Ukrainian territory, and they're bringing a Death Star. Really, they've got a Death Star. I'm just trying to hype it up there. The president of Romania is now out there screaming, if Russia invades Ukraine, they won't stop until they're down here in Romania. And so the message we're getting from the White House is, they're coming to get you. The Russians coming to get you unless we get them first. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, as we were reporting yesterday, there was a large protest bordering on a riot surrounding the parliament building in Kiev, demanding the removal of the newly installed interior minister of Ukraine, who was held as being responsible for the murder of one of the political leaders of the ultra-right-wing group, the Right Sector. Now, remember, the Right Sector is one of the groups that helped oust the elected government, and they thought they were going to be part of the new government, but oh no, they got the heave-ho, and they're a little bit upset about it. Now, the government of Ukraine is now saying they're going to ban this entire group. It's disbanded. It's illegal to have it. This would be like the Republicans seizing control of Congress and the White House and declaring the Democrats to be banned. That's the seriousness of this matter. And I don't think it's going to make the situation go away. It's going to make it worse. So we're looking at a whole new Crimean war, and they're still trying to rattle the saber of economics, and they're out there saying, we've kicked Russia out of the G8. We're now the G7, and Russia's saying, okay, we're now the G1. And Russia's taking this very lightly because it wasn't exactly a good thing for Russia to be part of the G8. They were just trying to sort of work along, do business and everything. But if you look at five of the G7 members, the United States, Great Britain, Italy, Japan, and France, their combined debt is equal to half of the entire world's gross domestic product. The G7 really constitute these major economic disasters in progress because they all have private central banks issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest. And nobody there has the gonads to stand up and say, hey, this system is really messed up. Once you allow this system to start, the debt grows faster than the money supply, and there's no way to ever pay it all off, even if you do start a world war and conquer other nations' wealth. Meanwhile, Ukraine's government continues to talk tough out there, saying they vow to track down the ringleaders of separatism. They're basically sending out a warning to all the other parts of Ukraine that are thinking that maybe they'd get a better deal going their own way. And they're out there saying, we will find all of them if it takes 1 year, 2 years, and bring them to justice and try them in Ukrainian and international courts. The ground will burn beneath their feet. Doesn't really sound like a democracy over there, does it? You know, how is it supporting democracy to install a government by force that then turns around and threatens their people, either do what we tell you to do or the ground will burn beneath your feet? And by the way, the Ukrainian government, the newly installed coup d'etat government, is hiring U.S. mercenaries to go out and suppress anybody who's talking about, hey, we don't like this new coup d'etat government. Does that sound like democracy? And apparently the contracts went to Greystone Limited, which is a subsidiary of Blackwater Academy XC, whatever it is they're calling themselves this week to duck all the bad press for being this private army for hire to go out and commit atrocities here. United States Congress, of course, backing bills to aid Ukraine. They're taking your tax money and just showering it all over this unelected government in Kiev. But, of course, Detroit can go pound rust. Wouldn't it be nice to have a government of the United States of America that was really working for the United States of America instead of the Federal Reserve, the IMF, the ECB, the military-industrial complex, and always Israel? Meanwhile, one of the senators over in Russia has asked the Nobel Committee to annul the Peace Prize given to President Obama because of the double standard over what's going on, where the U.S. invaded Afghanistan, invaded Iraq, all on made-up, trumped-up charts. Same thing with Libya. And yet when Crimea democratically votes to break away from the U.S. coup d'etat government, U.S.-sponsored coup d'etat government, oh my, that's an affront to democracy and unity and everything like that. So yeah, they ought to take away his medal. It's actually a little too late. Between the fact that Obama got the Peace Prize, Al Gore got the Peace Prize for a slideshow about human-caused global warming, I mean, they pretty much discredited that. And most people are now beginning to understand that all these really big awards aren't really given out for merit or achievement, but they are decorations conferred on thugs to frock them with a sense of credibility. You should listen to this person because they've got gold things hanging around their neck and up on the wall, and you shouldn't listen to that person over there because his walls are bare and he doesn't have any medals or awards. It's part of the illusion. And if you go back and look at a lot of the people in recent years who won that Peace Prize, there were a few deserving individuals, but a lot of them, it was just obvious. Henry Kissinger, Shimon Peres, I mean, come on, and Obama, and Al Gore. Article coming out of Global Research basically pointing out that the real winners in the Ukraine crisis are Cargill, Chevron, Monsanto. They're already looting and strip mining the wealth of the place, and that's really what it's all about. It's not about democracy or even all that much standing up to Russia. It's all about trying to solve the unpayable debt by going out and taking other nations and people's wealth. That's the process. When you allow a private central bank to issue the public currency of your nation as a loan at interest, war becomes inevitable. The two come in together. That bank plunges the population into debt. When the people won't borrow anymore, that's when the Keynesians get out there and say government has to borrow on their behalf to keep that system going. And then when the people won't borrow anymore and the government can't borrow anymore, which is the current situation here in the United States of America, that's when they start the wars. Because everybody has to borrow money to fight that war. And when it's all over, they have to borrow more money to rebuild from the war. And when it's all over, ordinary people have pretty much what they had before, except the graveyards are a lot bigger. And they're back as debt slaves to those private central bankers for another 100 years. Now, the new coup d'etat government of Ukraine has applied for membership in NATO. Interestingly enough, Austria's foreign minister is opposed to the idea. Got up and made a speech saying if, you know, after basically stealing the government of the Ukraine for the benefit of the European Union, to bring them into NATO will be seen as a provocation by Russia that has been very, very concerned about continuing encroachment into their sphere of influence and commerce by NATO. And now to have a NATO nation right up against their border. Now, down in Turkey, the situation's deteriorating down there. And obviously the idea of freedom and democracy is not being well received in Turkey. As you're probably aware, Erdogan tried to shut down Twitter because it was being used to spread word about the immense corruption inside of his government. Then there was that leaked communication which showed that Turkey was planning a false flag provocation to justify a war with Syria. And that went public on YouTube. Turkey demanded YouTube take the video down. YouTube, to their credit, refused. YouTube is now blocked inside Turkey. Twitter, YouTube, article over at Extra Public TV. What's next? Facebook? They're going to try and shut down the whole internet? That will not make the situation go away here. Apparently, they've gone as far as to suspend the broadcast license of a major Turkish TV station that was supporting the opposition for this weekend's coming elections. Does that sound like democracy? No, it doesn't. But hey, Erdogan and Turkey, they're good friends of the United States of America, which is why you're not going to hear any of this stuff I've just told you on the American corporate media. And I'm watching Fox TV. Not a word about what's going on in Turkey. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, apparently, Erdogan is very confident going into the elections this weekend. He's probably using those Diebold electronic voting machines. Diebold, we guarantee the results. And he's already making plans to go on down and visit Israel after the elections. Now, this is very unpopular with the Turkish people, because going all the way back to the Mavi Marmara, where Israel commandeered this ship in international waters and killed 8 humanitarian aid workers, including a kid from New York. And that, you know, the United States reaction was, Israel can kill all the Americans they want. The Turkish reaction was a little more negative. And it soured relations between Turkey and Israel. And once the elections are over and it's no longer going to be an issue, Erdogan is going to go to Israel and kiss and make up. We're not sure what part of the anatomy involves that smooch. But that's his announced plan here. Now, Erdogan is campaigning on the new prosperity of Turkey, but it turns out the numbers just aren't so. Maybe that's the reason they yanked the license on that TV station, because it turns out 1 out of 5 people in Turkey are living in poverty. And saying it's a serious matter. Poverty in Turkey is considerably more serious a problem than the degree of poverty here in the United States of America. It's really hard over there. Now, we're getting this very, very bizarre report. This is coming from Press TV. And it is saying that the United States is currently on alert and has deployed military assets to the Atlantic coastline from New York to Charleston in anticipation of a possible attack. Now, this is all being built on information coming out of Chris Ballin and Gordon Duff. But they're basically saying that there are sources inside the military that are saying there might be a terror bombing this weekend, even using a nuclear weapon. And, boy, oh boy. Hey, look at that Malaysian 777. That's where it went. Boom. I don't know what's going on here, but they're just trying so, so hard to get a war going, because certainly here in the United States of America, they understand if the economy implodes and they don't have someone or something to blame it on, we, the people of the United States of America, are going to point the finger of blame where it rightly deserves to go. The crimes and corruptions of Wall Street financiers, the money junkies, the private central bank, and a federal government that basically was complicit in the whole fraud, going back for the last 100 years. Israel's out there screaming that Iranian UAVs are threatening them from Lebanon. You know, this is beginning to sound like that old Maxwell Smart TV series. Not the remake movie, but the original one that was on the TV back in, I think it was the 70s here. Maxwell Smart was about this bungling secret agent, and there was this joke about, would you believe, you know, Maxwell Smart and his female sidekick, Agent 99, are surrounded by bad guys with guns, and he said, you know, would you believe that at this very moment, outside this building, there's a battalion of crack shock troops ready to poise to come on in? And the bad guy would said, no, I wouldn't believe that. Maxwell Smart said, well, would you believe that there's a police squad car out there and a SWAT team? And the bad guy said, I wouldn't believe that either. And Maxwell Smart would say, would you believe a security guard with a toothless guard dog? And it would just sort of, and it was very, very funny. But we seem to be getting that right now from the propaganda machine. Would you believe Iran has a nuclear weapon? No, we don't believe that. Would you believe Iran has gas bombs? No, we don't believe that either. Would you believe they have slingshots and spitballs? No, we don't believe that either. You know what the problem with American propaganda is? They're relying too much on focus groups. And they're literally coming out with trial balloons, too many trial balloons. And they don't seem to understand that when you have too many trial balloons out there that fail, it discredits the whole process. For propaganda to work, there's got to be a clear narrative. The false world, the false illusion, has to be internally consistent in order to be believable. It's just like you're crafting a movie where you'll go in and the audience suspends their disbelief because the illusion makes sense. There's a clear narrative. But when you have all these things about, oh, they've got nuclear weapons, no, they don't. Oh, well, maybe they've got this, maybe they've got that. And they're trying the trial balloons, trying to find something that finds traction, and don't realize they've lost the narrative. And there's no cohesion in the propaganda campaign. It's just, would you believe? Would you believe? And the American people keep saying, no, we don't believe that anymore. That's what happened last August when they were out there saying, would you believe Assad gassed his own people in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors? And we didn't believe it because there wasn't a reason for Assad to do something that stupid. Anyway. Now, there's been a couple of interesting revelations. As you know, one of the big issues regarding nuclear armament is the fact that Israel is a nuclear-armed state. They have nuclear weapons. They will not sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They will not allow IAEA inspections. They have been caught trying to sell clandestine nuclear weapons to other countries, which is the very activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty is supposed to prevent. And yet Israel's up there screaming, Iran! Iran is the bad guy! Go hurt them! Hurt them! If you are opposed to Israel's nuclear weapons, you're just an anti-Semitic Jew hater. Well, there was a scandal a long time ago, and it was pretty much successfully hidden from the American people, and it involved a company called NUMEC, which was a nuclear materials reprocessing company that was set up. It was badly underfunded. And as a matter of fact, didn't really reprocess a whole heck of a lot. And when they finally went out of business, companies that took over that operation were stuck with this huge toxic cleanup mess from all the leaked radioactivity, because they hadn't really been very safe about the materials they were handling. And it turned out this new mech was stealing weapons-grade material and sending it to Israel. And apparently the U.S. government knew about it and hemmed and hawed and looked the other way. But because of declassification rules, actual U.S. government documents about this scandal have been declassified, and they're available for public review. Now, there's another story that I paired with this here, these involve recently declassified Canadian documents. Apparently, Canada discovered that between 1963 and 1964, Israel was buying yellowcake processed uranium from Argentina. And together with the documents that surfaced showing that Israel was trying to sell a nuclear weapon to the former government of South Africa, it confirms once again, Israel is a nuclear-armed state. They are not helpless victims being threatened by their Arab neighbors deserving of hundreds of billions of U.S. tax dollars. What an incredible scam. Israel's had nuclear bombs since the 60s, and yet they're always over here in the United States of America saying, we're poor and we're helpless and we're weak and the Arabs are being mean. You've got to give us money and weapons so that we can protect ourselves against the new Hitlers. And it's all a big, giant crock. They're a nuclear-armed state. Nobody is going to attack them. Israel is constantly attacking other countries, always with that, they made us do it, mommy. We had to attack Syria and Lebanon. They were making stink face at us. Okay. Interesting little article over at themindunleashed.org. What if everything you were ever taught was a lie? And it's an examination of some of the basic beliefs we are given in the public schools, like Christopher Columbus discovered America, and basically pointing out that a lot of public education isn't education, it's indoctrination, and it's gotten a lot worse now. We have seen these examples in public education where they're indoctrinating the children, as Phyllis Schlafly was saying, to sort of think of ourselves as a one-world economic government. They're indoctrinated to absolutely unquestioning believe that the world is getting warmer and it's all the fault of humans who must be taxed and controlled for it. Remember the scandal that came out this last year where textbooks in the public schools had rewritten the Second Amendment to say that you're allowed to keep and bear arms only if you're in the National Guard, which is not what the Second Amendment says. They are lying to your children to brainwash them. That's the word. Your children are being brainwashed, and they're using your tax dollars to do it. Isn't that sick? They take your tax money for education, and they spend it on lying to your kids to turn them into obedient slaves, obedient workers who will do as they're told, kill on command, invade the designated enemy. Now you know why they're trying to shut down homeschooling as much as possible. They're absolutely afraid of Americans finding out what's been going on. Americans are the most lied to people on the face of the earth, and you need to start by understanding that. That you are lied to every single day of your life by the corporate media, the government, and the schools. We'll be right back.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects, to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha. Pardon me. Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Interesting article over at American Free Press. Commenting on the fact that there is, again, an epidemic of heroin all across the United States of America. Very cheap, very powerful heroin flowing into the United States from Afghanistan. And they're asking a very pertinent question. Has the CIA gone back to its old tricks, running drugs and using the money to fund covert operations not approved by either the U.S. Congress or the American people? Because they did it in Vietnam with Kunsaz heroin. They were doing it down during Iran-Contra with cocaine. And certainly one of the most obvious changes to Afghanistan in the wake of the U.S. invasion was the complete revival of the opium poppy cultivation. Now, under the Taliban, heroin opium production in Afghanistan was all but obliterated. You were caught with a poppy, they'd cut your hand off, which proved to be very effective. And as soon as the U.S. invades Afghanistan and El Presidente de Uno Cal Hamid Karzai took over, the poppies were blooming and there were bumper crops. We've got photos of U.S. troops guarding and protecting the opium poppy fields and bagging up the opium for shipment. They're on my website. So, trying to remember that actor. I'm blanking on the name, but he died of a heroin overdose. And not just him. How many kids are getting addicted to heroin in the United States, mostly in the poor black communities? And they were doing that during Vietnam days. The CIA made the conscious decision they were going to dump their heroin in the poor black neighborhoods to sort of keep them under control. How many kids are getting addicted? How many kids are being driven to lives of crime? How many are dying of overdoses? Because the CIA wants to go out and play God with the rest of the world. Now, interesting little story. The FBI has decided they are no longer going to use the Southern Poverty Law Center as a resource for determining who is guilty of a hate crime. Which is good news for me because, of course, I am on the Southern Poverty Law Center list of websites you should never, ever, 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 ever read or your nose will drop off. And I worked hard to get on there, by the way. And apparently because so many people have been deemed as hate websites or hate activists by the SPLC that turned out to be completely bogus, the FBI said, we're going to move away from them. And the good news is, apparently, the FBI is moving away from using the ADL to pick out targets of hate crimes. Because, again, most of the targets selected by the ADL are political opponents of Israel and not real hate criminals. It's just painting with a wide brush. Oh, if you don't support Israel, you're a hater, and we're going to sick the FBI on you. And maybe the FBI just decided they were sick and tired of being directed by the ADL. And, of course, Abe Foxman is out there saying, this is an affront, this is an insult. Yeah, go ahead. Now, as you're probably already aware, earlier in the week, President Obama announced NSA reforms, you know, after 9 months of pretending there wasn't an issue with NSA spying on law-abiding American citizens unsuspected of any crime. The brouhaha has reached the point where Obama understands this could be an issue in the November elections. So he came out and he announced a bunch of reforms. And what he basically said is, the NSA will not be surveilling your phone communications any longer. We're going to have the phone companies do it for us. So it's no longer the government spying on you, so you should all be okay with that. And of course, no, we're not. They're just privatizing the spying. They're not getting rid of it. And what's really insulting, what should really annoy you as a rational thinking human being, is Obama actually thought this was going to solve the PR problem by saying it's not the government spying on you anymore, it's the phone company. It doesn't matter who it is, it's still a violation of the Fourth Amendment. I think what they're going to do is basically come back and say, well, the phone company is merely monitoring their own equipment, so it's really not, you know, a violation. They're weasel wording their way around. And by the way, Obama's new reforms do not include email. The NSA is still collecting all emails made or received in the U.S. and probably around the rest of the world. And in any event, I don't care what Obama says. His word is utterly worthless. The entire United States government has lost all credibility. The only way we, the people, will know for certain that the spying on law-abiding citizens is over is for every one of those NSA data centers to be burned to the ground, with every official who supported this open violation of our constitutional rights to be used for the kindling. We'll take two of them, we'll rub them together real hard until they smoke and burst into flame, and then we'll throw them onto the building. Or tear the buildings down and sell all those data servers at surplus. Let's put them into some, you know, use. Some positive use here. They're buying the best of everything here. Start selling those things out here. I could always use more disk drives. The consumer level disk drives are failing like crazy. There's no lifespan on those things. Critics are already out there saying that Obama's proposal really doesn't change anything. It allows the NSA to basically go pouring through phone data at will. They just have to go over and get it from the phone company's computers before they put it in their computers. They're not really changing anything. They're still operating from the point of view that they can do whatever they want as long as they can come up with a good PR ad campaign to convince you. And after almost a half a billion dollars in an utterly failed ad campaign to sell you Obamacare, you would think they would wake up and realize the American people aren't the naive, trusting, blind fools that they were back in the 1950s and 1960s. By the way, for you people up in Canada, you need to be aware of something called the C-13. This is legislation that is being passed ostensibly to address the serious problem of online harassment and cyberbullying. And for all we know, the cyberbullying is being done by undercover agents to build the need. Remember when Enron was coming out with his amendment to fight porn online, and the internet was flooded with porn, and we found out it all tracked back to government and military servers to create a crisis to which to sell us a solution. Well, apparently this C-13, the majority of it is basically an expansion of police powers to allow eavesdropping and spying on personal internet data. So Canada's going down the dark path as well, probably urged on by the Israel firsters in their government, of which they seem to have quite a few. All righty. Now, speaking of Obamacare, support for Obamacare is now at 26%, according to the latest media polls. I probably ought to put one up at whatreallyhappened.com. I imagine the numbers are actually much lower than that. But even the corporate media is acknowledging this is the lowest support for Obamacare in 4 years. Now, we have an article linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, a brief history of Obamacare delays. And they're talking basically about this latest one to extend the deadline for the end of the month. As long as you start by the end of the month, the deadline will be extended. They're only extending it 2 weeks, by the way. It's symbolic extension. It's not really anything significant here. And they're making a big deal out of the fact that they've gotten to 6 million enrollees in Obamacare. 6 million. Weird how that number keeps surfacing time and time again. Now, of that 6 million, if you can believe anything this White House is saying, we know 20% have not paid premiums yet. So they're not really enrolled in health care coverage. And of the people who are paying premiums, we don't know how many actually do have health insurance coverage, because the back end for the system still hasn't been written, and the insurance companies are processing this stuff by hand, which is what led to that horrible story about this guy who signed up for Obamacare last November, started paying his premiums, but he wasn't actually plugged into an insurance program policy until the first of this month. And he suffered a major medical emergency January, February, and now he's got almost $500,000 in hospital bills and no way to pay it. This thing is a disaster for everybody. But it's got my name on it, and you will continue with it. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break.